Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I haven't seen a designation for Will to be on IR yet. Is that coming? And any other news?
Yeah, we'll put Will on IR here on the whatever it is at 4 o'clock.
That was Mike Vrabel. His press conference ongoing right now. Will Campbell. And I don't think this is shocking. Will be placed on IR. The team is also signing quarterback Miles Battle to the 53-man roster.
Okay.
Notably, they did not put Jared Wilson on IR, at least they haven't yet. But okay, I don't think this was unforeseen. And we talked about this earlier in the show. If they don't put him on IR this week and it drags it out past the Giants game, then all of a sudden, if he went on there, he would have to return even later. So they're starting the clock on that. Sounds like he'll still be back for the postseason, but now being placed on IR.
So no game against the Giants for Will Campbell, the Bills, Ravens, or Jets. Now, I guess the kind of good news would be the bye week's in the middle there, so it's four games, but it's 5 weeks to recover. And if things go well, he could still be back for the game against the Dolphins at the end. That's what I'm kind of hoping for, like Milton Williams too.
Like, get like a tune-up in before the postseason.
Yeah. So not a shock, but yeah, that's what they decided to do. So, you know, 4 weeks, we'll just, address it from there.
Okay. That's the latest on Will Campbell from Mike Vrabel. Jackson is here.
Yes.
And we figured it'd be a good day heading into Thanksgiving to do another round of the Jackson 5.
It's time for...
Here's the youthful Jackson 5.
Well, how come it's a Jackson 5?
The Jackson 5.
Is there anybody named Jackson around? Jackson 5!
Jackson here with another life jet.
On Jones and Keith.
Okay, Jackson. Five questions. Jones, Keith, Billy, Nick, everybody feel free to answer. He's cooked these up. He was asking, you had a few late night texts for us last night.
Yeah, I mean, that happens quite a bit with me. I get kind of in my thoughts and then just kind of randomly text.
Okay.
Sick brag, bro.
All good. Let's see what comes out of it. So, yeah. Jackson, what are the questions today?
All right, let's begin with a, it's kind of a three-parter, kind of multiple choice, but it'll lead to some fun conversation.
Okay.
So, what would you be more thankful for to have? A time machine to go back in any day in your life that you choose.
Ooh.
A fully functional Batmobile of your choice from any movie.
Okay.
Or X-ray vision.
Wow. Ooh, X-ray vision.
I mean,
Jeremy Piven.
See everything.
Jeremy Piven's already been very critical of Keith.
Well, I was invisible. X-ray vision.
Taking X-ray vision.
X-ray. No, no, no.
Oh, yeah,
that was invisible.
Oh, you're right. That was invisible.
They're like cousins, though. They're both
very
creepy.
I'm sorry. That was invisibility, not X-ray. You're
How would you use your X-ray vision for good? How would you do it? What would you
I mean, I use it for my good.
Yeah, I know. For yours.
So that's your pick?
No, I would take...
Does everybody know you had the choice of these? Like, hey, this guy chose X-ray vision.
He could have had the Batmobile, but he went X-ray vision.
You have to wear the spiral glasses so everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like the lottery thing with Pam Dawes back in the day. It goes on at 7 o'clock at night. Everybody sees it, you know, on TV.
Yeah, I don't think I could pick that then. I don't think X-ray vision... Plus, like, can you turn it on and off? Or is it just like you see everybody?
Oh.
That's a nightmare.
At all times. That's a good point.
No. Yeah, I'm out on that. Batmobile, I just...
And mind you, insurance and registration, all that, that goes by the wayside. This is fantasy land.
Oh, I don't have to insure this anymore.
No excise tax, thank God.
I'm putting some dents in that thing.
Yeah.
No, by process of elimination, I'm out on X-ray vision. I'm out on the Batmobile, so I guess I'm going back in time.
Really? So if you go back, so you have the time machine and you can only use it once?
Yes.
Oh.
To go to one day that you specifically remember that you wanted to.
Can I keep going back?
Why can't I? I can't go into history?
Well, I mean, you can change history as you like, but butterfly effect, you know?
We don't want to mess with that.
Man, they did mess
now,
with that.
Also,
yeah,
am I like.
Great films.
Am I. Like taking over my body for the day, or am I watching myself that day?
Yes,
both.
This is important.
No, you're reliving the day.
I'm reliving.
But
the day.
You know you're reliving it.
Oh, so it's not like you have to avoid.
Oh,
your,
I thought I was going back.
You are yourself.
I thought I was going back and changing what happened.
No, you're just going.
I'm just reliving it.
Good day. I mean,
reliving
it.
Well, then,
I go back and relive some things. Not like one time. I'd go back and relive like one time.
You gotta go all the way back in time for 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
24-hour day, but those 10 seconds are going to pay off. What do I do with the other 23 hours, 55 minutes?
That 10 seconds takes up a lot of real estate in my head.
That's true.
Yeah, no, it's in there.
So, yeah, I guess time machine then.
Time machine.
I go Batmobile all the way.
What am I, car guy? What do I do with the Batmobile?
I'm shocked your answer is not Batmobile. Yeah. What am I going back to, though, is the question.
Well,
what am I reliving? My wedding day and night. the birth of my child.
There
I was about to say first child. No, but that,
your
that,
only
those,
child.
Those announcement? Are not my picks. Say it again.
You got an announcement? Your first child?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just my only child. What would I go back to?
I'd go back to see Metallica again.
Oh, hell yeah.
Even though I'll probably see him again in the future, but still, I love him. It's a fun night.
I don't know, like, would you go back and relive, like, a sporting event, like watching a sporting event, go back to your
playing in a sporting event, maybe.
Yeah, well, I'd have to go way back for that.
Yeah. Like a high school hero day? Yeah, those are pretty fun.
Yeah,
that's
go
not
back
bad.
To that time you fell on a fumble.
Yeah, get out of the way. Like, nope.
I hit a game winning shot in floor hockey.
There you go. Maybe that's the day.
I would close my butt cheeks if I went back. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Yeah,
maybe you wouldn't.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Billy, Nick?
I think I'm going Batmobile just because I can't think of a single day to go back to.
That's tough.
My floor hockey goal was pretty epic. So,
that's not a bad one.
Hi, that's a good one. We didn't give that enough credit.
The day I got my PS2.
That was a game changer.
I'm with you on that one.
I'm like, now I have a DVD player too.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Game changer.
Just games and DVDs.
Yeah,
DVDs, games.
Back to the games. Yeah, more DVDs. Want to watch a movie? Let's play a game.
Movie Stop. You can buy like 4 DVDs for $3.
No, this is
the greatest.
This isn't a bad call. Like when I first got a Sega. That was like, I had a day. That was actually a pretty good day.
Do you remember your first game?
I played the crap out of Aladdin. I was playing like
chucking apples.
Yeah.
Mine was Jennifer Capriati tennis.
Oh, that was a good game. That was a good game. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, Capriati was good. Yeah.
Burnt hot.
Bah, bah, boom.
Yeah.
Nick?
What's the question?
What do you mean, God?
Well, it's about, you're talking about first games, so I'd go Batmobile.
Sorry.
I'd clean up traffic, no problem with that thing.
You'd run over gravy with turkey in that thing.
It would be the Michael Keaton Batman Batmobile from the first movie.
Oh, that one. Yeah. That would stand out a little bit in traffic.
Go back. Here you go. You can't change anything. This is a very specific question. Somebody said go back and live bet the Super Bowl against the Falcons.
Ooh.
Brilliant idea.
Oh,
were betting apps a thing then? Well, they weren't.
Yeah.
Not here. Anyway.
Yeah, but that's the
I'd go
back to the Future 2.
Yes, I'd buy Apple stock.
That is just the plot of Back to the Future 2. That's true. Yes.
Now you're just doing the movie. Yeah, right.
All right. Frank, I think you're confusing yourself with John Rambo again.
So that was one question?
That was just one
question. Even though it was a three-parter with multiple choice. Okay.
Yeah. That was a multiple choice. Yeah.
All right. So the Boston athlete you're most thankful for who is not named Tom Brady, Gronk, Ortiz, or Pedro.
Okay. Of my lifetime, I'm most thankful for.
I'm specifically.
So Brady, Gronk, Ortiz, and Pedro are off the table.
They're off the table. But I'm specifically like thinking of like maybe a one play that you remember cheering for so hard and just being so happy for.
Okay. Well, look, these would overlap. I was about to say Vinatieri anyway.
Ooh.
Like, Vinatieri.
Good one.
Vinatieri got the whole thing started. You're not winning Super Bowls without him. That would be a moment I was cheering for. He should go into the Hall of Fame. He's relevant right now because he's another finalist for the Hall of Fame.
Good one.
Vinatieri immediately jumped to mind.
Ty Law?
Ty Law's a good
one. Just because he's on the Greg Hill Morning Show every Tuesday, but because
Ted Johnson. Ty Law.
Lou Maloney.
Yeah.
Ron Mikovich.
Yes. I would say, Nick. I would say Ty Law. He had the pick six in the Super Bowl, which was amazing. He picked off Peyton Manning 3 times in an AFC title game. He was cool as hell. He was on the team before they got really good. then he was on the team when they were really good. Yeah, Ty Law. Who Paul Pierce is another one.
Well, so I was Pierce, just going to ask you. I figured Pierce would be on your list. Give me the names again one more time.
The ones you can't use are Brady, you can't Gronk, use. Pedro, and Ortiz.
Okay. Awesome. Billy, so I know yours.
Manny.
There it is.
Okay. Manny,
so
Manny.
I felt like I knew yours and I knew yours. Nick?
I'm going to say that's just for Jones, Patrice Bergeron.
Oh, good one. Yeah.
See, if I was going back to a specific moment, it would be Shane Victorino's grand slam in the ALCS against Detroit.
Great one.
Because I was there, and Shane Victorino had the best.
Brag.
Sick brag.
Okay, two questions, two brags from Jackson. Okay.
He had the best walk-up song. It was the Three Little Birds. Yeah. Good. And everybody sang the
ballpark, the ballpark was into it. Yeah. That's true.
Good time.
Probably not like the best guy, though, right? Wasn't there like stuff with him? I don't know about like off the field. I just mean like they got rid of him pretty quick, didn't they?
Not a great teammate.
That's what it sounded like.
Interesting.
I could be wrong about that, but I thought there was something up with Victorino.
I don't recall.
Yeah, maybe not.
Okay.
All right, do we want to go with the sports question or a Bob Ryan question right now? I have two of them.
this is a Jackson 5, so you ask what you feel strongly about
your
Jackson.
Thing.
Yeah, we'll get to Bob Ryan in a minute. But WEI backyard pickup football game.
Oh.
Your first two draft picks here and your last draft pick.
Well, don't we have to draft? First two draft picks. Ted Johnson and Wiggy?
Yeah, that would be the first two.
Ninkovich, Ty Law? Does Ty Law count?
No.
So just like hosts?
Hosts.
Oh.
Okay, so and producers.
And producers.
Got it. Billy's
Wiggy,
crushed our
Wiggy
combine.
And Keith is the right answer. Right?
Yeah. Well, or is it
Keith
is
threw
it
that Keith threw the vortex longer
is it
than anybody.
Now, you can't draft
I can throw a vortex.
You can't draft Ted on a Monday.
True. When's the game?
When's the game one of the practices?
The game?
All before three.
Yeah. The timing of the game matters on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Boss Man is a sneaky good
Laird?
Athlete. Yes.
Well, sneaky good athlete? It's got to be real sneaky.
I feel like he'd be a good quarterback. You know, I feel like he moved the line. He'd audible well.
All right.
I'm sure he can throw a baseball.
Let's see if he can throw a baseball.
No, Jackson's on to something. My first two picks, Mike Thomas,
yeah.
Ken Laird. I like what you're thinking over there, Jackson.
Go.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
You
got it. Yeah.
Obviously. The only picks.
Yeah, those are the first two. And then last.
Mike Thomas would be my fullback.
Oh, last would be Curtis.
Curtis is low.
Probably low.
He said he ran a 5K in 17 minutes the other day. He's fast out there.
This is football. This
I don't know. The way Jones ran down that hallway.
Yeah, that was
awesome. He's a cheetah, though. Jones would be a high pick.
The cheetah would be.
I just have him run go routes for me.
Let me tell you.
Like, you just go as fast as you can.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
We were down the Cape. I beat you to it, Nick. We were down the Cape. This many years ago. And I was, not that I would say I'm in shape now, but I was much more in my out of shape days. We had a beach football game. I was the last pick.
Oh,
was it shirtless?
It was shirtless.
I'll tell you,
there was a lot of jiggling going on.
You're not using the time machine to go back to that day.
Let me tell you. I might though. You know who made him pay?
Who?
Fat Jones is out there catching touchdowns like you
really?
On the beach. Oh yeah,
Fat Jones is motivated by the last pick.
The girls were kind of flipping their glasses up, watching me laying out catching touchdowns.
I don't know how, if you're the last pick, you don't just walk into the ocean keep going.
Why are they irrelevant, lighten it up.
Yeah, why are they letting that fat whale score all the touchdowns?
I'm like, I didn't really want to play anyway.
Were you like Chris Farley in the Chippendale skit?
Yeah.
Just like showing off.
Man, I wasn't.
One guarantee, though, I had is if we split up everybody on the staff and played a flag football game, 80% would be hurt. 80% of the people would leave with some sort of
soft tissue
injury.
Yeah, Wiggy's like
maybe at worst like an ACL.
Wiggy's like if you guys ran a 40, if we all lined up and really opened it up on a 40, everybody would pull their hamstring. I don't agree.
I do agree.
I know you do. I'm saying I disagree.
I would love to see that. That'd be so. Funny.
Everybody on the station.
Come on, that'd be
used against us at all times. They'd be like, you guys talk about sports
right after open enrollment ended.
Yeah, right.
It'd be a mess. Good call, Bill. All right, did I officially answer last pick?
Yeah, who's your last pick? Yet. Somebody's going to be picked last.
Arcan. Yeah, I'll just throw that in Arcan's face. Wow. Yeah, last pick. Yeah.
See, I'd go with Shime there.
Oh,
I don't think Shime's very athletic.
Wow! Shime played played volleyball in high school, which seems like a little bit of a shock. He also said he hit like 570 in Pony League.
And he's coaching soccer, I heard this morning.
He is coaching soccer.
Yeah, so I mean, that's quite
he might be sneaky athletic.
Quite a resume there, Jackson. Okay, what else?
Bob Ryan said, what? There was a question on Twitter.
Yeah.
Floated by a lovely lady. What makes a woman.
A real human being lady? No.
This would be an AI bot.
Yet to be seen.
Engagement farmer.
You know, Megan-ish. What makes a woman instantly unattractive?
I do know his answer.
Okay, so then you are out then. Did Bob Ryan say smoking?
Oh.
Swearing?
Swearing.
Oh, I thought you were just going to ask us.
Bad grammar.
What would discount a woman?
Oh, bad grammar he might not like as a longtime writer.
As a journalist.
But you know what's funny? If he's consistent, I'm going to say smoking because he said that before.
Another AI lady with the cigarette.
So it's a separate, a separate AI. Oh, maybe that's the one I understand.
The other thing he
doesn't
smoking?
Like,
it was smoking.
Yeah, smoking.
The other thing he doesn't like, tattoos. Remember the lady?
Oh, yeah.
The good looking AI.
He's like, tattoos, barf.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Put some clothes on.
Yeah, seriously.
Doesn't like smoking, doesn't like tattoos.
Nope.
His Twitter reply page is a fast-paced thrill ride. It's awesome.
This would like be if you're on like one of these dating shows. Do you have something that you would say no to?
An ick, like an ick bracket.
Oh, right.
Like a famous ick bracket I think they almost finished.
Yeah.
No.
This is going to offend some people. Oh, you're just anything.
No,
goes.
I was kind of like,
anything
whatever,
goes.
Whatever I got. Shout out, Kat.
Yeah,
you know, whoever's interested in me, sort of
thing.
I don't
like the bull ring, like the nose piercing.
I don't like
the middle.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of that.
Or what's called the Monroe, right there on the side of the lip.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Yep.
I also am not. This is just me. Like, live your life. Live your life.
None of that's disqualifying you.
Sure.
You're still in, ladies.
You know the ear wideners.
Sure. Yeah, the gauges.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You're out on that too.
Well, it's just me. Listen, people like what they like, and maybe you really are. That's what you only like.
Very superficial.
No, I know. And people probably don't like my general like look, but I'm just telling you, those are some of the things I don't like.
Okay.
All right. Another multiple part question.
Oh wait, I'm sorry to interrupt. or should we say we have a Bob Ryan thing in grab bag? You have a theory on Bob Ryan.
I do. We'll save it for grab bag. That's a segment within the segment.
I have a theory. He's a giant hornball.
Okay, that's one theory.
That's four questions. What's our last one?
All right. So thankful. Or not. It's kind of like Fitzy's may or may not game.
Okay. I get it. Am I thankful or not?
Yes. Thankful we haven't had a real snowstorm in like over 3 years.
Am thankful for that.
Not thankful.
I'm thankful.
Birding. Am I right?
What is it?
Birding.
Birding?
No, birding. Going out to see birds. Bird watching.
Oh, I would do that. Does that make me thankful?
No, thanks.
I think it's very entertaining.
I've never done it, but I would be intrigued in that. Yeah.
Come to my deck. I got a bunch of birds in the backyard. I don't have to go.
Sick brag, bro.
I got blue jays. I got cardinals.
Dude,
I got woodpeckers, chickadees. Yep. I got a little, there's a couple other ones that are just hopping around the
blue-footed
deck.
Blue-footed booby. I'm a big fan of that. So that's one.
Oh, a junco. Look up a junco. Good looking bird. Oh,
I had a pair of juncos.
They usually show up. No. They'll show up.
The widest of legs.
When it snows, they'll jump around the deck a little bit.
I wrote in junco. What are they called again? Junco?
Yeah, junco bird.
Spell that.
C?
Junco. Junco. With a C, though. Got
good
it.
Spelling.
Junco.
Spell that. Junco.
I don't know. Talking text.
You know, on blue jays are like.
Just looks like
bullies.
A regular bird.
Yeah, blue jays we don't like.
Blue jays are mean.
Nice.
A junco's just like a regular bird I feel like I'd see anywhere.
It's
okay.
Cool as hell, though.
Yeah.
Okay, birding. I got a couple of those guys.
All right. Kangaroo birds.
Going out to eat for Thanksgiving at a restaurant.
No.
Not thankful. I've never done it.
Neither have I.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it tomorrow for the first time.
Where are you going?
Yard House.
Yard House?
Oh, they do a big turkey dinner?
I don't know. But
nice.
I love the Yard House, but it didn't scream Thanksgiving
to me.
Get
yourself a big boy
beer.
I went
to, the Ramada 1 year, Bragg, because Hobart football, we were in the playoffs.
Off the air,
yeah, so we couldn't go home. And I was going to go to my buddy's house, who lived way closer to school, but then we had a snowstorm. So we're like, all right, we got to get our turkey and stuff it and mashed potatoes. So we went down to like a Ramada. They had it. But
nice.
No, I wouldn't do that again if I could help it.
I can't recall if I've ever done that. You guys ever gone out to eat on Thanksgiving back there?
Never.
No.
Okay, that's a no. So that we're all no's on that.
Seems un-American.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're the one doing it. But
it is Thanksgiving. Yeah.
All right, so which Sonny? Sonny Bono or Skrillex, whose government name is Sonny?
Oh, not Sonny Jurgensen. Not always Sonny in Philadelphia.
Sonny.
No. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Not former WWE diva Sonny.
I guess I'll go Sonny.
Former is right.
I guess I'll go Sonny Bono.
Yeah, Sonny Bono.
And then Skrillex.
Skiing in the sky. Yeah. Skrillex, I'd have to really refamiliarize myself with that. Yeah.
With the
catalog.
Yeah, it's very heavy electronic music.
I might like it. I just, I'm not sure I'm familiar with it off the top.
It'll get your head bumping for sure.
Okay, Skrillex.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which one would you rather eliminate? The NBA Cup or the Pro Bowl?
Oh, Pro Bowl. Easy. I like the NBA Cup.
Pro Bowl's basically eliminated as it is, right? Like, they don't even really play a game anymore. So I guess I would toss that out. They can't really do it.
All right, that was a dumb question. My bad.
No, okay. Listen.
There are, it was like number seven.
There are, well, that's what I was just going to say. It is kind of the Jackson 10.
Seven.
Yeah.
No, there's some categories, you know?
Yeah, but there's multiple choice within them.
Yeah, this is question A, like... B, C. This is 5 A, B, C, D, right. E, and F.
Last one.
Yes.
I was like, yes.
The coolest animal you've ever seen in real life.
Probably the Junco.
Am I thankful for it? Is that the question?
Or
is
no, I think we've got a subset. Oh, okay. Subset.
Just the coolest animal I've ever... I had to see it with my own two eyes.
Yeah, which animal are you thankful for, I guess, is what it is, that you saw in real life?
So, I am partial to the penguins over at the aquarium.
No, that's not real life.
Like a rock hopper penguin?
Zoo's not real life.
Yeah. So don't count that.
Like squirrels and turtles?
Oh, the ermine. I had ermines in my shed last year. Two of them.
I know mine.
They're awesome.
In real life. Yeah. So
I was in real life. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I'm saying he said squirrels and birds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like the T-Rex.
Porcupine.
Oh, porcupine's cool as hell.
I've seen a porcupine, not in a zoo. I've seen a porcupine dragging itself around.
Sick brag. That is
a brag.
That's badass.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know what I saw in New Hampshire?
An ermine.
Moose.
Moose.
I saw one moose once. That was terrifying.
I saw a beaver once.
Jackson.
I swear to God, I'm not even trying to make it.
You can't point for the brag. That's not how this works.
Sorry,
Bradfo.
Yeah. Good Lord,
you got to say it. You can't.
You're trying to be
it.
Crass.
No, I'm not trying to be crass.
According to Greg, me too. So yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
Saw a bald eagle one time.
Wow. All right. Did it drop a cat through a windshield?
No.
I thought it was related to the previous animal.
It epically flew over a wedding right when they said I do. It was like they planned it, but they
really?
Didn't. Yeah,
it's like
cool.
Releasing doves.
Yes.
Wow. It was a bald eagle.
Okay, so giant murdering bird.
Yeah. Official answer, bald eagle?
I think the beaver was cooler.
Porcupine?
Same, dude.
Moose?
Yeah, moose.
Did we get their answers back there?
Yeah, mine's a moose.
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 I don't know, probably like a deer or something like that.
Deer.
Still, I can't go to the aquarium because the aquarium when I went recently had massive turtle.
I was thinking
a big turtle on top of the thing.
Huge turtle.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive how big that turtle was.
Yeah. I almost had a submission for Host of the Week. There was an old tortoise, I believe, at the San Diego Zoo that is now in the sky.
Oh, you passed?
But I thought about that for Host of the Week, but I think we already have ideas for that.
We got a good
idea. He was like 110 years old.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Maybe older.
It's because they move so slowly.
I had a turtle in my bathtub for like 3 days.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm sorry. Now I need to.
Then what'd you do with it?
We released it back into the wild because it started to smell real bad, apparently. I don't know that because I can't smell.
You can't smell?
Oh, you're one of these guys with no smell.
Yeah, smell blind, if you will.
Smell blind?
Nose blind.
So you don't even know what you're missing?
No, I don't.
I feel like it's a good and a bad thing.
See, well, this studio specifically, because
times where it's a nightmare.
The tree, you're like, smells very nice when you first walk in. Then you're kind of nose blind to it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you walk in here, it's not the greatest smell. So, okay.
Do you get like upset when people talk about the smell of things?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I get fake upset. But...
Yes!
All right. Turtle in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Got it.
That is the Jackson 5-5 questions from Jackson to the show. Jackson, we appreciate it. How's people are liking it?
Yeah, people are wondering if birds can survive my backyard. Well, actually, the hawk kind of was in charge of the backyard for a while. A lot of confirmed kills from the hawk.
A humpback whale, so cool to see up close. That is true.
Oh, I might have seen a bit.
I've never seen a whale.
I think I saw a whale. We were whale watching way back in the day once.
Whale watch too, Bragg. I don't remember what kind of whale, though. I'm not sure.
I saw some
probably
fish.
Humpback. Sperm.
You ever snorkel anywhere?
Probably sperm.
You ever go snorkel?
Oh, yeah.
You ever see like a turtle? I saw a turtle while snorkeling, which was pretty sick.
Saw in, St. Martin.
So I was traveling with a band once. I was playing in a band, and they all got up early and went to the beach and saw a bunch of seals. And they left me.
Oh, seals.
Seals. They left me sleeping in the van. They didn't wake me up for the
cool seals. Oh, you missed
seals.
Out on the seals?
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like they didn't like you.
The sea lions and stuff?
Sea lions.
There's like 1,000 of them in San Francisco, piers.
Just crapping all over the pier. Yeah, no, it's true.
They're loud. They're mean.
Well, Jordan. Jackson. We'll do another Jackson 5 coming up here.
Excuse me, Pablo.
We'll do the Jordan 5.
We'll do that. Oh, we should do a Jordan 5. Yeah. We'll do another Jackson 5 soon. Jackson, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for jumping in.
Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the Yard House.
Enjoy the Yard House. Billy with all the latest here in trending. We'll get you the clip du jour coming up. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag. When you're single doubt. The red. Well, it filters through.
Grab bag. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Three games tomorrow. There's even a Black Friday game once again this year. So a bunch of games before Sunday. So let's throw together a Bozo touchdown parlay. Maybe this is what we needed all along. Maybe we needed to avoid Sunday games. That might have been the issue for us.
That could be it.
Or actually Monday in the case of Terp, where it came down to Monday Night Football and we didn't get it. So go around the room. Who do you got for a touchdown tomorrow?
Okay, I'm aiming a little bigger here. I went with Hunter Henry against the Bengals defense last week. It paid off big time. He could have had a couple of touchdowns. He actually did have two. One was taken off the board. Mark Andrews is minus money, so I'm looking to Isaiah Likely plus 220 against the Cincinnati Bengals, the late game on Thanksgiving. Who are you going with?
I'm
going
to go with CeeDee Lamb. So the Cowboys had a big comeback win, but CeeDee Lamb had a big drop. I feel like usually when a receiver of that kind of caliber has like a bad play or misses out on a touchdown, I feel like they make up for it the next game. So give me a CeeDee Lamb touchdown in the 425 game against the Chiefs.
Okay, Billy?
Same game. I'm going with Travis Kelce at plus 125.
Ooh, okay. I like that. All Nick? Right.
Same game, going with the other Cowboys receiver in George Pickens. Dak throws the ball like 60 times a game.
This
so
is true.
It's a good chance.
There's plenty of games, I'm sure, where they both scored this year. Dice has replaced
Dice is in.
Terp and now Jackson, who missed out barely on Travion Henderson last week. He's got Rashi Rice minus 120.
Yeah.
So we have Likely in the late game. We have four players in the middle game. No one in the early game, but it's Lamb, well, Kelce, listen. Pickens, Rice in Cowboys Chiefs, which in fairness has a 52.5 point over under.
Yeah, yeah.
So they expect a lot of points.
And at least it's 2-2. It's not like we're,
we're all
four
Cowboys
touchdowns from one team.
Good point. So what does that add up to?
Over $1.2 trillion.
That's right. One ham will get you a PS5 and a half. $736.
Nice.
Not bad at all. That's a nice little, I'd be pretty thankful for that, Jones.
I would as well.
That's one way to put it.
Hi, this is the original Joe in Rhode Island. I would just like to say, this is Grab Bag. And also, how about three Gaggers and a chicken club and possibly a Diet Coke on Grab Bag Day? Goodbye.
Okay.
Nobody knows the creative process for some of these guys.
Can I hear how he said three again? Maybe we can isolate that at another. I need to hear how he said the number three.
How about three?
What's wrong with that?
I feel like we could do something with that. I feel like that number three can
That's
be
fine.
Brought up again.
Gaggers
You can send him whatever you want. It doesn't have
best
to be.
Best gag is you're going
to
get
it doesn't have to be a song.
Three
it doesn't have to be.
Gaggers.
He's kind of like
Heaven's to Murgatroy.
What was that guy's
I
name?
I don't remember.
The pink cat in Yogi Bear? Yeah. What was his name?
I don't recall.
Oh, man. Snagglepuss. It's like a little bit like Snagglepuss. I kind of like it.
About profanity.
Three gaggers.
I don't know, Yog. I'm still alive in the survivor pool.
Just make your pick.
Let's get another pick in here. I've not used the Los Angeles football Chargers yet. I did use the Rams. I haven't used the Chargers. They are home on Sunday against the Raiders. Let me get out in front of it.
Feels like a good pick, yeah.
It feels like a great pick, actually. Okay. So I will go with the LA Chargers. If you're still playing, you and me both.
This magic moment. When your grab bag is close to mine, will last forever, forever until the end of WEEI.
Well, hopefully.
All right. You're probably wondering, Jones, hey, have they announced the finalists yet for the Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award?
I was wondering that, yeah.
Yeah, they have. Each team in the NFL gets one nominee for the Sportsmanship Award. Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills.
Who is a sportsman?
Jordan Love in Green Bay. Nico Collins, Brock Bowers, Matthew Stafford. Who would you say, and not to rank them, but I guess they actually are going to rank them, who has the best sportsmanship on the Patriots?
Oh, that's got to be Hunter Henry.
No. I would say he is
Christian Ellis.
No, but it is a Patriots Monday guest.
Oh, yep.
Christian Gonzalez.
Mike Unwin.
No, that's a Friday guest. On our show.
Oh, I see. I was like, wait a minute. Drake Bay?
No.
Marcus Jones?
Yeah.
Marcus Jones.
Yes. That's congratulations.
Good for him.
Grab bag.
Congratulations to Andy Borogalis, who was named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Good work.
Bag. I think pretty good. Celtics and Bruins both in action tonight. In fact, it's an earlier start time for the Celtics, 5:00 at the Garden against the red hot Detroit Pistons, who are 15-2, led by Cade Cunningham and your guy, Jalen Duren.
Yeah, I get the overs.
He's rolling right
not
now.
It's basketball, Jalen Duren.
Yeah, that's essentially what it is. Yeah. And the Bruins. Finished their road trip, even though they are back east now, taking on the New York Islanders at 7:00. Bees are +140 on the money line if you're feeling good about the Bees.
I think I am.
You are? Good.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
All right, has Bob Ryan tweeted? Now, we talked about during the Jackson 5 one of his more recent response, but that's not all.
No.
He's had more since then.
So the answer is yes, he has.
Yeah, the answer is yes. Somebody tweeted out, without Googling, name a song that starts with the letter F. He had 5 responses.
Oh.
Friendly Persuasion, For All We Know, Frankie and Johnny, Fine and Dandy, Fire and Ice.
Nice.
Yep. Rock History tweeted out, do you like the Bee Gees? He responded,
yes.
Affirmative.
Oh, he's a Bee Gees man.
Yeah, the Bee Gees man.
Nice.
He likes the Bee Gees. And then old time.
Talk to your ex-wife.
old time Hardball tweeted out,
yeah.
First player to come to mind when seeing this logo, and it's the St. Louis Cardinals logo, the Cardinal on the
perched on the bat.
Oh. Sonny Gray.
Stan Musial.
Stan the Man.
Stan the Man. Do you have time for your Bob Ryan theory? Because it's a good one.
Yes. So this is my theory. So for those of you that are on Twitter, you'll be aware of this. For those that aren't, years ago they sort of changed it where normally your page would just be who you followed, right? You go on there, you follow a bunch of people, and that's what your timeline is. I think Elon Musk might have been the one that sort of changed it to what they refer to as your for you.
Yeah, let's blame this on Elon.
Which is kind of like an algorithm type thing. It's like, oh, these are tweets we think you might like. You might not follow any of these accounts, but we think based on what you've clicked on, you would like this.
This is for you.
This is my theory.
Yeah.
Bob Ryan one day logged onto Twitter and saw one of these like AI bots ask a question. And he's like, oh, this must just be like a fan of mine, and I'm going to respond.
Yeah, he kind of...
Like, people are seeking me out.
He kind of... It's almost like a mention. He almost thinks it's like mention.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure now, once you do that a couple times, his For You page is only got to be bots and memes.
Good point.
And he's like, yeah, I'll sit down and answer a few of these.
He's actually just being a nice...
I think so.
...friendly person.
Yep.
Answering these questions.
Yeah, he thinks he's answering questions that are asked to him, even though these are just like engagement farming Twitter bots.
It's a great theory. It's a great theory. It really is.
Grab bag for me and grab bag for you. I listen to the grab bag in my big brown shoe.
We had a few of these. I forgot to play these. This is the time to do it.
Yeah. Grab bag for you and grab bag for me. I love the step back from Billy Lanny.
Oh, that is good.
Thousand Billy would hit some of those random players.
Sure. Yeah.
Grab bag goo and grab a giggle. Who knew Knuckles was a echidna?
That was a classic, Where Were You When? We realized that Sonic's best buddy...
Not a hedgehog.
No.
An
echidna.
Yeah.
Knuckles.
Is Knuckles his best bud?
No, Tails.
I was going to say Tails.
Tails never fails.
Tails is a...
Knuckles is more of like a frenemy.
Yeah, what is Tails? Fox?
Yeah.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Okay, yeah.
Damn it. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think we had this conversation before.
Yeah, sounds right.
Jones, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Was it Anthony Black, 31 points? Was it Alex Saar, 27 points, 11 rebounds? Was it Austin Reeves, 31 points, 9 boards? Was it the corpse of CJ McCollum, 46 points,
I thought
5
it was
rebounds?
I thought it was CJ McCollum until...
Luka Doncic,
yeah.
43 points, 9 rebounds, and 13 assists.
So him and Reeves put up 31-9 next to Luka last night?
Yeah. They beat the Clippers 135-118.
Yeah, I think let's go Luka.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we are going with a right-handed pitcher who spent 14 years in the big leagues.
Ricky Nolasco.
Ooh, good one.
Nope.
That would fit the mold.
That's not right.
No, it's not Ricky Nolasco.
All right, text line, you're out.
No, nice try, though. This gentleman pitched for the Cardinals, Angels, Expos, Rangers, Indians, Devil Rays, White Sox.
Okay.
Broke into the majors, 1988.
Yeah,
4 games in 88. Pitched all the way through the 0-1 season. Was a one-time All-Star.
Where?
All-Star with Montreal.
A right-handed pitcher, All-Star with Montreal. What year?
94. Was not able to complete the full season, but they did give out awards where he finished runner-up in the Cy Young and 12th in the MVP.
Yeah, yeah, I know who this is.
And with Texas.
Hill? What's his first name? Hill, right?
He got it!
Ken Hill?
Ken Hill.
Ken Hill.
Kenny, can I call
you
Hill?
Did you sweep the week?
Yeah.
Jones had a week.
I've had a good week.
Swept the week.
Nice.
Ken Hill, born in Lynn, Mass.
How about that?
Is it his birthday?
No. Was that your question?
Did he have a nickname? Question.
He did not. I would
No, you just said something. You said something about Ken
Hill. I said, Kenny, can I call you Hill? I don't think.
That wasn't his nickname? That's not on there.
How much money did he make?
That's a good question. How much money did he make? It is... $34.9 million.
Oh, that'll go a long way in Lynn.
That'll go a long way in Lynn.
Good stuff. Kenny Hill.
Ken the Thrill Hill, they called him.
Okay.
It's good. Good week.
Yeah. The Hillman. That's what they call him.
The Hillman.
Yeah, Hillman is how they refer to
Ken
him.
Ken Greg Hill.
That is our random ball player most days here in the grab bag. Yeah. Thursdays, of course, it's your random football player. You can dial up WEEI afternoon, 617-779-7937. Yeah, I got him. Yeah, God, Fitzy, you got 10. And we'll get you the clip du jour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice. Thanksgiving is a special night.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI, it's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm so glad you asked. The clip of the day. And today, you guys helped me with my application for season five of The Traitors, a reality competition show, which I'm going to try to appear on, God willing. And part of the questionnaire involved former jobs. I got to check my LinkedIn. I worked for a couple like digital like editing
sick
companies.
Brag,
wait, I actually
this is wild. So
no, I remember this. And we were all part-timers. You had like a
everybody had to have other jobs.
We all needed like actual jobs. Yes, yeah.
This is a brag and a half, Nick. I would cut up inside the NBA. So I would go to like this building. I'd be the only one there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and so I'd watch inside the NBA, and then for like their website, you would cut it up to be like, here are just the game highlights. Here's just Charles. This is pre-Shaq. This is like Charles ripping a team or whatever. And then you'd tag everything so people could search quickly for like, oh, inside the NBA Celtics. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keywords and things like this. That was your job.
I don't know how I did that. If I tried to sit down in front of the computer and do that now, I'd have no clue.
But at the time.
Yeah, I did that. I
you
also
were proficient.
Also worked in a warehouse in college selecting cigarettes.
Nice. What does that
mean?
A
lot of smoke. Meaning, like, people would make these big orders.
They tested them.
I would just sit there and smoke. I was, like, testing every smoke. I'm like, Camel's non-filter.
You just, like, eyeball them?
All the Marlboros. Yeah, I was surrounded by cigarettes, and we would throw them in a box, and then we'd ship them off. So, like, company would be, like, a big store would be like, hey, we need, like, crates of, like, Marlboro Reds.
Those,
I'm your guy.
Hey, those fall off trucks now, and those are very valuable.
Oh, yeah.
That's currency in prison.
I should have. I never did.
Okay.
I think they knew I was not really a smoker.
All right, throw that on there so they know you're street smart.
Yeah, if that
you did you put
what,
that on the – did that make the cut for your application?
No, I don't think I did.
That's a mistake.
I know. I don't know how this is going to go, but they have received my application, and now they're going to reach back out if they want to go to the next stage, whatever that means.
Keith's video is up at Jones and Keith if you want to go seek that out.
I made
out.
A pitch.
Yeah, he pitched his way hopefully right onto the show.
Yeah.
So there you go. That is the clip du jour. We have the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can reunite with friends and family at the 99 tonight. Actually, it's already underway. You can enjoy six packs of bone-in wings for just $5.99, full-size appies for just $6.99, and special trivia at the bar from 2 to close. So actually just about to get going at the 9s. Gather up your friends and visit the 99. What's on the show today, Hart?
So Adam Schefter, 345, our weekly chat with Schefty. See what kind of holiday week mood he is in. We're going to lead things off with something from your chat with Tom Curran yesterday, because I know he loves when you talk about things he says.
Definitely.
It's weird. He does it on radio and TV and then sometimes doesn't like when you talk about what he said, but that there's a possibility the Patriots could go on a three-game losing streak here.
I would still take J.J. McCarthy.
I believe he's updated that. I asked him about that last week.
Yeah,
he kind of soft-footed his way through updating that said he needs to stop playing like a linebacker and more like a quarterback or
That's
something.
That's a
start. But,
yeah, I mean, when you're drafting a linebacker as a quarterback.
Not great.
I wouldn't take him over Drake May.
You might have wanted to realize that he had the best line, the best running game, the best defense,
the
best
coach. Hand the ball off the whole season.
Like, you could have done it.
Yes, I mean, no disrespect to you.
No, plenty. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. I think my guy Ted is going to continue to harp on JB. You know, I did it in my three-point stance yesterday, and big JB guy here. He even got the jersey, suns out, guns out at the beach in the summer. But, boy, does he say some dumb things when he goes on Twitch, and he should probably stop talking about that. I will mix in a little preview of Thanksgiving Day football. Greatest Thanksgiving Day football slate ever? I feel like it has to be.
It's a good lineup. The games are good. I mean, like, it helps when the line.
They're all high over-unders. I know that.
And
the
stars.
The Cowboys winning last week really helps, because if they went in at whatever four wins, you'd be like, eh. But yeah, no, a lot of.
But
star
even
power.
Mahomes going like playing Dallas is a big deal. Obviously, Packers Lions huge deal, and then the return of Joe Burrow for what is always a crazy game. Ravens Bengals. Somebody could die at any point in one of those games. So yeah, no fun slate of football. So all that, maybe a little snippet of Thanksgiving mixed in. I agree with Coach Vrabel. Not really a top two holiday, but still fun.
Yeah, he said this earlier today. He likes Christmas, 4th of July, then there's a big drop maybe to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, St. Patrick's and Halloween also in the running for him. I feel like drinking
those are good
in the
ones.
Running.
Those are good ones. Yeah.
Sorry, those are good ones.
He's a big firework guy. I like to drink.
Nice.
That's why I like Frabe so much.
Okay. We'll stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. Keith, Billy, Nick, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, everybody. Happy
Thanksgiving to all the listeners out there. We'll take some time. We'll be back on Monday at 10, breaking down the NFL weekend and going into Pats Giants Monday at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.